Hey everybody, it's your good friend Jay Black opening the show, and I'm going to tell you what, I'm doing that thing where I'm recording at home, so every time I pause or I say a word wrong, I stop and I go, now I'm going to start over. And I realized if I keep doing that, it will literally take me forever to record this, so if there's a mistake or an error, I'm sorry ahead of time. I just don't have time in my life to make all these changes. I just got to go with what happens. Even now, this verbal diarrhea I would normally cut, but because I just said I'm not going to cut anything, I'm not going to cut it. Anyway, I'm starting the show as a departure from what we usually do, in part because I wanted to, number one, tell you that this episode is a little different than you're used to. We cut some of it because it didn't quite sound right. We had some technical difficulties. Even in the stuff that we kept, you'll hear comedian Jimmy Graham talks over Bill all the time, and we couldn't figure out quite why. It was because he couldn't hear Bill. So if you're listening going, gee, Jimmy sounds like he's not paying attention to Bill, he literally couldn't hear Bill. And you know, we had problems like that throughout the episode, so we just cut all those and left you the good stuff. Secondly, and this is the most important thing, this episode is in support of our big show, which is coming June 2nd to the Crown Plaza in Cherry Hill. If you want tickets for this, there's two things that you're going to get. You're going to get a comedy show with Jimmy Graham, Steve Trevelise, Bill Spadia, Jessica Nutt, Eric Potts, and me, your best friend in the whole wide world, Jay Black. It's going to be a great show. You'll get that. Plus, you'll get a live podcast, which we're doing ahead of the show. So if you're a fan of the show, and I'm assuming you are, because if you sat through my dumb voice for the last 60 seconds, then you have to be a fan. This is what you'll want to come to do. You got to see this. It's in support of a great cause, and you'll get to see exactly how the podcast is done. I mean, just imagine getting to see Jessica and Bill roll their eyes at me it live in front of you. I mean, there's nothing better. As I always say, come to the podcast, smell us in person. It is an experience that every single human being needs to have at least once. For more information, go to nj1015.com or sarcasmcomedy.com and get tickets. They're going fast. We are almost sold out, and I'd hate for you to miss out. So buy the tickets, come to see us in Cherry Hill, and now on with the episode. And look at this. I didn't cut once. Very proud of myself. Here we go. The episode.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know.
There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands. Located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I'm here with my co-hosts, Jessica Nutt and Jay Black. Guys, we have a very special guest. Big show coming up.
Yay.
Speaking Millennial, the comedy show, part 2 for City of Angels, Kevin Mira, and the great Jimmy Graham is going to be on stage with us. Hey, Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, how are you? The great Jimmy Graham.
Every you like time that?
Somebody says that, they think it's the football player.
I didn't think of the football
player. I was See, thinking it was these the porn guys. Star.
Nice.
You know, the porn star? Well, I retired.
And by the way, Jimmy, I didn't hear Bill say the great Jimmy Graham. I thought you were introducing yourself as the great Jimmy Graham, and there was a moment where I was like, wow, Jimmy's kind of full of himself. Jeez. All right. Someone's got some self-confidence going on.
I'm pretty great, too.
Yeah.
I'm a middle-aged white guy. What else can I do?
Well, you know what? In Trump's America, you're number one middle-aged white guy.
Oh, here we go. See that? He can't. Jimmy, it takes him like all of 30 seconds to go political.
And I love how it's middle-aged.
Yeah, right?
In my 50s. If I live to be 100, I'll be quite happy.
Oh, no, middle-aged, definitely.
Won't be happy.
That's actually one of my...
40 to 60 is middle-age.
So I have a couple of thoughts on this. Number one, we all scrunch together to the same age if you have a mortgage and kids, because everybody's got that same defeated... Ugh. Number Amen. Two, my favorite Jimmy...
Really, I have a different take.
Sucks to suck.
Well, you know...
Why does it have to be negative? Well, the mortgage tells you you've got a place to go. You've got a house.
There's
kids. You're procreating. You're moving the world forward.
Okay, listen, Pollyanna. There's a lot of different ways
Jimmy,
to look at
tough.
Life.
It's tough to stay positive with the Jay Black crowd.
The movie Pollyanna. Don't you remember? I think it was Hayley Mills played Pollyanna. She was like the happiest little girl in the whole wide world, and she brought joy and happiness everywhere she went. So Pollyanna has become shorthand.
Jimmy, help me out.
Right, Jimmy? You know Pollyanna, right? I'm not making this up.
Pollyanna, that's the thing I have to buy for relatives that I really don't like.
Yeah, the gift exchange.
Number one, if
that's
you can
a Christmas thing where you have to actually buy something that you have no idea who's getting.
If you can make that,
and you got to go on.
If you can make that good, you are truly a Pollyanna. If you can make a Pollyanna,
into
something,
Pollyanna.
But the second thing about middle age is Jackie Mason. It's my favorite Jackie Mason quip. He was doing his comedy special and he said, "So I'm 56," and a woman yells out, "Middle age." He goes, "Middle age? How many people you know live to be 112?" And I was like, he did the math right in his head. That was amazing.
Jackie and I shared a Saturday night.
Did you really?
Because he's in his 80s now and he can't work past 7 o'clock.
Well, he's got dinner at 3 a.m. You know,
tights, and I did the late show. And I will never forget him standing up there and doing his act, and he was crushing. At 80 years old.
Wow,
and
how hard to follow.
Of it, he said, "Obama's black." Yeah. How is he black? If you ordered a couch and it came in that color, what would you do? And 9 people stood up and went, "Screw you," and walked out. It was awesome.
Wow, really? You still piss him off at his age.
Do you know the story of Jackie Mason, why his career got derailed? You know what happened?
No, I do not.
He was on the... he was recording or he was live. No, this is true. He was like on like a station. They were trying to break in with news that JFK died, right? And he didn't know what was going on. So the producer was all live. The producer of whatever show he was on was like, you got to cut. And he was like, look at this guy over here. He's trying to tell me to cut. And he stuck his finger out like this. And it looked like he was giving the middle finger to the producer who was telling him to cut. So his career got completely derailed at that moment because they thought that he was, number one, showing disrespect to the president who had just died.
He didn't know.
But, and number two, when he made his hand movement, it looked like he was giving the finger. So he was like banned from television for 20 years. And it wasn't until
this is 1963.
And it wasn't until he did Mason on Broadway in the 80s.
A better career than I do.
Yeah, so I mean that's
ridiculous.
That's saying something about
a finger to JFK, and he still has a better career than I do. He was yard mark.
That's right.
That's all there is to it.
I was at the Texas School Book Depository, 1963, and nothing for me. Nothing. No, I'm not going
How
anywhere.
How old are you?
Is actually that's my favorite Al Franken joke, where he goes, "I think we can all remember where we were in November of 1963."
107. What's going on?
I was in the Texas School Book Depository.
I was on the second floor. I tried to get a Coke. It wouldn't work.
See, it's not
Jay
too
Black
soon.
There.
That's me.
Yeah, Jay Black's right here.
Oh, that's you, Jay.
You're talking to Jay.
I caught a comic, Jay Black. How did you not know?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jimmy, do you remember?
Do you remember you, me, Keith Purnell, and J-Rock?
Yes, I remember that.
Where was that?
It was one of your very first appearances. I love it. You were standing in front of I remember there was like four people in the audience, and then out of nowhere a guy walks in with 14 women.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember this?
No.
Oh, I remember it fondly.
And what happened?
He walks in with 14 women that were strippers.
Wow.
From a strip club down the street.
You'd think I would have remembered that.
How do you
absolutely love you? And I sat there laughing because I'm like, look at this. He's up there talking about conjugating a verb. These women are laughing. They don't even know what a verb is.
They know about conjugal visits.
Yeah.
Not conjugation.
Wait, Jimmy, where was this? Where were you? Where did you and Jay perform?
I feel like this would be Delaware.
Yes. And now it was at PA.
Oh, it was in PA.
It was a little bar on a Thursday night. You, me, Keith Purnell, J-Rock. It was amazing. I love it.
Yeah, these are names from my past. Jeez.
I went into the parking lot with you, and I was like, don't let this affect you.
And look how far I've come.
I know.
Here I am.
Your own podcast.
You got your own podcast now, Jay. It worked out great.
But Jimmy, you had I think I worked with you at a bowling alley too. I mean, if we're going.
I had seven bowling alleys. Don't degrade me.
Oh, you were seven bowling alleys.
Yes, I had seven bowling alleys at one time. Let me tell you what, I was the kingpin of South Jersey comedy with bowling alleys.
Nice.
Because that's where majority of the people in South Jersey.
Do you remember Baker Lanes?
No, they have a dead car in a driveway.
Jimmy
won't let go of.
You remember Baker Lanes?
A dead tree in the front yard, and they go to bowling alleys for comedy.
Who does comedy at bowling alleys? That's not a thing anymore.
That's where
is
all the people are in South Jersey at bowling alleys.
Bowling?
It's a huge thing.
They bowl until
it is.
It was.
Their joints give up from the Lyme disease.
Do you remember Baker Lanes?
Because we all get bit by snakes down here in South Jersey. That's how it works.
Jimmy, do you remember Baker Lanes?
Baker Lanes. Remember Baker Lanes on Cuthbert Road?
Baker Lanes?
Off of Route 38.
I remember Baker Lanes.
Right?
Yeah. I think it was Baker Lanes that my mom used to be in a league at and would take me to the nursery
Your
school.
Mom was in a bowling league?
Mom and dad were both in a bowling league, yeah.
Well,
you didn't, I
Baker
told
Lane,
you.
But there's La Martinique. La Martinique was the echelon of bowling alleys.
Oh, that was
was on the Black Horse Pike or White Horse Pike.
Could you imagine like saying, oh no, we can't afford to go to the top end bowling alley. We got to go to the shitty one.
We got to go to the one where there's people betting on pool games. The only way that it works.
I had a friend in high school, Justin Verna, and I was the last time I was like really playing, I bowled a lot in high school.
Did you really?
I used to cut school and go to bowling.
Sometimes with you, I don't know where the shtick ends and the story begins.
Were you on the bowling team?
I wasn't on the bowling team.
Or if he's just messing with you or not.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. Jimmy, you really bowled?
I bowled a lot. Jimmy,
like,
I
this sounds like a setup. No.
All of
a
sudden, you'd have the.
I did not bowl. I thought
people did that back then.
Back then? 106.
I'm middle-aged.
I bowled a lot, and I played a lot of pool.
I bowled young.
I did a lot of. I was very white trashy. You didn't know this.
I'm trashy South Jersey. That's
I'm half white trash, half Irish.
Other than that, or be a target for dodgeball.
That's right. Well,
you'd say. Right.
And my buddy Justin Verna had bowled a 299 the night before, and it was like the talk of the bowling alley. And he came in, and it was to this day I still, you know, that cringe feeling you get where you're like, oh, I'm such an asshole. I of all the things I've said that have been terrible in my life, you know, the one that I still remember is like, Justin, that must have sucked, huh? And he was like, yeah, Jay, it sucked. Thanks for bringing that up. And I was like, could you imagine getting all the way to the end and not getting the 12th strike?
300, what's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. He looked like he was ready to kill me.
When did he miss it? When did he hit the nine?
No, you have to. It's the last one to get a 299. You have to get 11 strikes and then a nine to get a 299.
So literally, it has to be the last
one. It has to be the last one. So it,
so close.
And it, just the look on his face to this day.
If I ever got a nine, I'd be very happy.
A happy thing still?
Was it?
You're not still happy if you get a 299? No, because
300 is perfect.
Like, almost like a 270 would be better.
Yes.
Game.
Right?
299. But like I said, if I ever got a nine, I'd leave the bar early.
Right. Because But Justin was great. Yeah, I think
you're
right.
Do you really remember Baker Lanes?
I'm almost positive
I do. How about Crest Lanes?
I don't know if I remember Crest Lanes. I don't know. My mom bowled all the time.
I could walk to Crest Lanes. Or Crescent Lanes? I don't remember. Anyway, it's been a long time.
I remember my mom put me in daycare in the bowling alley. There was like in bowling alley daycare. No, I'm not making this up. I was 4 years old. And I remember not being able to make the distinction because I went to nursery school. And nursery school was good. But the daycare at the bowling alley was terrible, as you would imagine.
Oh. Of course.
And I can't imagine.
Like that sawdust vomit cover.
Right. Uh-huh. And who do you get to pay?
I mean, the kid's like touching everything. Mm-hmm. It's probably like not a place where a kid would be crawling around.
I imagine I'd be taller and healthier if it wasn't for those months that I spent in the bowling alley.
See, I think it built your resistance.
You think so?
That's why you're still here.
Freakish.
That's why you've survived so much, Jim.
That's what it is. True. Yeah. You know what?
Right?
I'll probably, like, after North Korea bombs
us. You're going to live to like 107.
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting there and going.
He is middle aged.
He is. You really are.
I actually had a physical this morning, and I asked my doctor to give me the Donald Trump. I swear, no, this is absolutely true. And he was like, you want me to do a write-up? And I was like, for my wife, if you could, would you just say that I'm the healthiest human being who you've ever seen? I could easily live to 200. And he was like, I'll do that. So I have a...
Did he really?
With all the drugs I've done in my life, honestly...
what are you thinking, Jimmy?
Korea bombs us, it's going to be me and the cockroaches.
That's it.
You're preserved.
Speaking of drugs...
Yeah.
There's your segue to our City of Angels NJ.
I thought, speaking of drugs, I was like, did you bring some to share, Bill? Let's go.
So, Jimmy, excited about the event? June 2nd.
I can't hear you.
Oh, can...
Wait, can Bill not be heard? Is that why?
No, he's listening.
No, he's like a blah, 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 blah.
You just talk too fast.
Really?
That makes sense.
Am I garbled?
He wasn't not the paying Baker attention Lanes, to Baker
the whole
Lanes.
Thing. Like, what about Baker Lanes?
Here, I'll translate from Bill to.
All right. So
what Bill said was, he said that deep down inside, he really knows Donald Trump is bad for the country, and he knows that the shtick that he does every morning is potentially hurting the country by perpetuating this terrible monster that is our president. And then he said. Are you excited for our event?
And he fills in for me. Can you imagine what goes on? Can you imagine?
Hostile, I've heard.
There's nothing I can do about it, so I'm just going to just sit by and watch.
What's that?
June 2nd or Trump?
Trump. I'm going to sit by and watch. But
Watch the show. You're watching the country.
What can we do about Trump?
Come full circle.
What can we do about Trump?
You know what we can do? We can reelect him, Jimmy. That's what we can do. We can reelect him.
The guy wimped out. He showed the length of his penis.
Who was this?
Donald Trump showed the length of his penis?
No, the
North Korean guy. He's right. He did wimp out. Thank God.
Well, he's North Korean. I think we all kind of knew what the length of his penis
was.
Well, that's true.
The good news for comics is...
The only people that Irish hang out with.
So, all right, June 2nd.
Yes, June 2nd. I have to say
I don't think he can actually hear me.
Hear
I think
you.
June 2nd is going to be a momentous, a great day in recovery. That's all I got to say.
Well, I can hear you, Bill, through the...
Let me tell you, the sound system on June 2nd, it's going to work great.
Tell him he sounds like he's yelling from the backyard.
Bill, you sound like you're yelling from the backyard.
That's interesting.
I like doing this. I like doing relay radio.
You sound normal now.
I feel like I sound normal.
Not to me.
How about that?
But you know
what? Jimmy, I've said a lot of great things that you missed.
Jimmy,
so I'll rate him. He's like... like Charlie Brown's parents right now.
It's possible one or more of us is just hallucinating this right now.
Is this not really happening?
I'm in deep South Jersey, so, you know.
You know what I read recently? That deaf people who hallucinate, like when they don't hear voices, they see a disembodied hand doing sign.
Disembodied hand.
Are you?
I'm not making this up. It was an actual thing about
Legos,
deaf people.
Legos.
No, deaf people, like, you know how you hear voices? And here's another thing.
Yeah.
In our country, voices tell you to do negative stuff. In Europe, people hear voices, they tell you positive things. It's interesting cultural effects on schizophrenics.
All positive.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe you're...
All positive.
You always had a European
Pollyanna
vibe.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it. Give me European, you know, because so, otherwise I'm going to do what Jersey wants. And
so, Jay, ask Jimmy.
Jimmy, I have a message from Bill.
I feel like I'm being channeled. Like if I ever called back.
I should be able to do something about this.
Jessica, you know what it's like? Jay is like the medium.
Except I'm not full of shit.
You're now stop it. She's going to come on the podcast.
I'm a medium who is not bunking people
Cindy
out of their money.
Garza, she did a great job on the air. She's coming on. We're gonna have the medium.
And Wayne Hoffman.
He agreed.
You're not bilking people out of their money. Wait. Your movie on IO.
Did you know David Copperfield is also from New Jersey?
He is?
Yes.
Can we get him on?
You are bilking, sir. You are bilking.
Right?
What do you think?
That'd
Let's get David Copperfield on.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm hearing a voice.
Wait.
Do you know someone with a B in his name? A B. He's trying
I know a lot of people with B's in their name. It usually is B-I-T-C-H.
Oh, jeez. No, Jessica has nothing to say. Bill, sorry, Jessica. It was the first thing that popped into my head.
I feel like
Bill,
it's just because I'm here.
What did you want to tell Jimmy?
I forget now.
I'm sorry.
The spirit world has just—it's all changed now.
I'm gonna cut down on the weed.
I think we were talking about
her memory is gone.
I think we were talking about the Crown Plaza.
Yes, June 2nd.
I know. I want to ask Jimmy.
June 2nd, Crown Plaza, Cherry Hill. Come on down.
Down. Do you hear that?
We are doing it.
Jimmy, wait, Jimmy.
I'm gonna bury Jay Black. I can't wait.
You're going to bury me?
Did you hear the pronunciation of the word?
The pronunciation of the word.
How do you spell down?
Clean.
What? Jay is clean.
Jimmy was talking about me in a comedic sense, and you were talking about me.
Like you're no longer on drugs.
Sense. That's right. I'm
you
free.
Are clean from drugs.
No, I'm not in the mafia. I can't do that, Jay.
What is going on?
I don't know. This does feel like we finally hit the part of the podcast where everything is just surreal. Like next up, Strawberry Alarm Clock with incense and peppermints coming up on the Pop Culture Hour here.
I know. We were talking about the accent. I did a whole bit on the accent.
The South Jersey accent.
I did it at the World War I Memorial comedy show.
Right. Yes.
And it worked.
The whole thing with water. They loved you. They did not like me very much.
No, you got heckled.
I got heckled.
Jimmy, the guy gets heckled in his hometown.
I got heckled in my hometown because I made fun of our president. And they
You shouldn't have.
They said the Pledge of Allegiance before the show. So
I told you that. Driving down. We did that.
We did that vodka tasting. Republican state.
Remember?
That was the same day.
Same day. So we got back.
We did an On the Road podcast.
Got back, and I said to Jay, I said, if they say the Pledge of Allegiance before the show, I'm going to kill.
That's right.
And they got up and did the pledge. I'm like, my people.
He's speaking, but I ain't listening.
He's having trouble.
Do you want to try my mic?
I just hear.
How much, where are we? Are we good on time?
We are 17 minutes in.
I think, you know what we should do? I think we should probably, because of the phone issues, we should thank Jimmy for coming on.
I would agree.
Talk a little bit after Jimmy leaves about the show.
So would you relay my thanks to Jimmy Graham?
Well, we're not getting rid of you.
I understand. That's how it works sometimes.
We like you, Jimmy. We just, Bill can't talk to you.
Bill's like, he sounds like he's yelling from across the auditorium.
Maybe I should back up and see if it
sounds
different.
He's like one of my fans.
Yeah.
I'm like a heckler, Jimmy. How's this?
Jimmy, this could be, you know, I don't know if it's...
How's my level if I'm yelling from back here?
It's the same.
It's still the same?
Yeah, it sounds
I'm
pretty
projecting.
Good.
Projecting. It's good.
But Jimmy, Bill wants to say thank you so much for coming on. I want to say thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jessica. I can say it myself. Thank you, Jimmy, so much.
Jay, you know that? I was, like I said, I was there at the beginning of your career. You passed me.
No, we're going to have so much fun together.
What a sweetheart this guy is. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate so much.
Guy, and keep it funny. And on June 2nd, we're going to knock the living crap out of this place.
We're going to have so much fun. Thank you so much.
And, you know, I work for recovery all the time. I'm a recovery coach for City of Angels. And I have several clients that I work with every day, you know, that I keep going to, sending them, driving them to doctor's appointments, driving them to meetings. And it's a very soulful thing that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do everything we can to raise money to offer recovery to kids that are in dire need of it. And, you know, all kidding aside, you know, this is something very serious in our state.
And it's personal to you, Jimmy.
And we need to really address this.
Could you repeat that?
Forget about the immigrants. Forget about taxes and think about our children, because without them, we are doomed. We don't have a future in this country. So what we're doing on the 2nd of June is to help people, help kids come back to where they should be.
And as Bill said, you didn't hear it.
Reliable taxpayers and do what we have to do to get things straight.
And it's personal to you, and we appreciate you doing it with us. And thanks so much for calling in. Jimmy Graham, the great Jimmy Graham.
The great Jimmy Graham.
The great Jimmy Graham.
Actually, Jimmy Graham.
Confused with the Seattle Seahawks, Jimmy Graham.
Literally, Jimmy Graham heard nothing else. I said that.
Yeah.
The minute I said great Jimmy Graham, he didn't want to hear anything else I said.
Jimmy, thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, man.
Bye.